following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Dudas, Steve Anderson with you live in Grand Island at Bandit Sports Bar and Grill as we are ready for the start of the NFL season. Steve, good morning. Are you jacked up?
You know, if I wasn't so old, I'd be down in my three-point stance. It's all I can do to get down on my haunches. But opening day of the NFL season, we've already enjoyed 1 week of college football. But I am really hyped up for another event that may have escaped your radar screen that goes on today. And it is historic in nature.
Okay.
This hits really close to home. You may have overlooked this fact. I'm going to give you one hint and see if you can come up with what's going to happen at 1 o'clock in Lincoln this afternoon.
1 o'clock in Lincoln on Thursday, September 4th.
You got the chronological end of it.
Oh, well.
Give us a historical background.
Now, is this horse racing or is this?
This is horse racing.
Are we voting? Are we voting? Today's the race.
Today is the race.
God, I forgot about that. I
have it sitting there. The first race ever at Lincoln Racecourse. Beautiful little track. I was just there last Friday, just in case you had inquiring minds would want to know. It's located on the Highway 77 bypass road in Southwest Lincoln on Denton Road. And I met my father and took my uncle over there to experience this facility last Friday. And they've got a gorgeous little 1 furlong track that's from the head of the stretch to the finish line with a Fontana rail set up. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, they will run their first race ever at this facility. It's a 3-horse affair going 1 furlong with a purse of $6,000 on the line. And there will be pari-mutuel wagering, if you can believe that.
Now Steve-O, and again, here at the top of the show, because I'm going to come back to that, we've got Luke Hoover from RotoWire, fantasy football. Football starts tonight, this weekend. Your drafts are done. Now you need to know who to put in there. Diane Rose, Grand Island Northwest volleyball coach. The volleyball season begins for a bunch of teams in the area tonight, and Northwest will begin tomorrow. And we have Nebraska, football tickets to give away Saturday, including the VIP tailgate passes. We'll give away another family four-pack today. Okay, Steve, I'm going to say something that may bristle you a little bit, because Jimmy Langan and I talked about this on the show when the official story came out a week or two ago. Tell me why this is not a joke, why this is not, why I shouldn't be making fun of this, because in the future, I get it in Lincoln. And for the folks out there, again, the rule, which is, again, insane, is that you have to have live horse racing at the facility that has simulcasting. Well, in Lincoln, now that the fairgrounds have been taken down and they're in the process of building the new track, they're trying to find a place to do that. But come on, Steve, it's 1 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. It's races as long as the building here at Bandit Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island, and there's three horses in it. I mean, tell me why this shouldn't just be made fun of.
It is. It should be made fun of. I'm not bristling. They do this because it is the law in the state of Nebraska, which needs to be modified or updated, which things like this just don't get done in Nebraska. They would take care of this in Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Colorado, but so it is kind of a parody or whatever. It's a ridiculous situation, but it's the law. It allows Lincoln Race Course to be able to simulcast 12 months out of the year. The same can be said for Horseman's Park in Omaha. They actually are running, 3 days and like 10 races over the course of one weekend a year. Columbus just came off of a four-week season. Attica's no longer, although they've still there's an Indian tribe there that bought the land, and they're still trying to pump up some hope in case this Amendment 1 thing does pass in November, that we could see racing come back to South Sioux City. But nonetheless, no, they do this at Hastings too. They to allow for someday quarter horse racing to come back and potential quarter horse simulcasting. They're running one race, I think, in sometime this month. It could be later. And that's even funnier yet, because I don't know if there's three quarter horses that have been raised here in Nebraska. Nonetheless, that's what the law states, and they will accomplish and get that formality out of the way in just a couple of hours. I hate to miss it. They're not going to have anybody call the race. They're not even going to videotape it this year. I'm not sure if they took the starting gate down there to put the three horses in, but the two Elysiac boys, I know, are two of the three jockeys, and they bought a spread about 60 miles south, I think, of Lincoln. So they brought in pretty much just local people. But hey, it's the best thing we got going, and this is a gorgeous facility, Doug. If you go early some Saturday to a Nebraska football game, go out of your way 10 minutes to go over and check it out. And if by some chance this Amendment 1 comes to being and these historical race machines go in, it should ensure the fact they'll build a new racetrack in Lincoln. And this is an absolute gorgeous little piece of land they're sitting on down there in Southwest Lincoln.
I think we will see the importance to the community by the media coverage in the Lincoln area today.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me that if the local TV news stations would lead with this story. I mean, yes, in some hand you're going, are you kidding me? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But I will tip my hat to the HBPA and the folks that run the Lincoln Race Course. I checked this thing out last night. To put a Fontana rail in, even for an eighth of a mile, is no small expense. It's state of the art. It looks gorgeous. And they have a finish line down there with a kind of a Churchill Downs look to it as the horses cross that finish line, and a track just wide enough to accommodate maybe four or five horses. But it looks like, they've satisfied all the safety precautions in this deal. And yeah, it's just kind of an ornamental thing, not a charade, but something that they have to do. And for at least 22 seconds, they're going to be serious about this thing. 1 o'clock start at Lincoln.
I'm looking, and I'm going to the Journal Star website, and I'm looking up and down sports. I'm looking up and down news, and I do not see it mentioned.
That's historic also in nature.
So there you go.
They didn't know when racing was there. And I say this a little bit tooth in cheek, but I worked there for 6 years. And again, occasionally Sipple would come out and do some radio talk shows with us. And he's very knowledgeable about the horses. But thoroughbred horse racing, yeah. Thoroughbred horse racing was, it's all about priorities, and it never was very high on the priority list out there. And it was one of the reasons that things evolved in the way they did at Lincoln. Nonetheless, I would be really shocked if they don't do at least a follow-up tomorrow morning. But let me know, will you?
Well, we are going to keep an eye, and we'll see how much coverage that gets. There's a lot of things going on today. The start of the NFL season, high school volleyball and cross country begins today. The Islanders are in action tonight on the football field as they will hit the road to play Lincoln Southeast just down the road. Donovan Trumbull has their second game as well. They head to Twin River. The UNK football season begins tonight at Northwest Missouri State. That might be the most interesting sports story of them all. I think at the high school level, there are some great volleyball matchups here on opening night. I'll be just down the road here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Sharon Zavala, 896 wins. Alan Van Cura, St. Cecilia, we had on the show yesterday, 799 wins. And Lincoln Christian beat them twice last year in the gymnasium down at Chapman at St. Cecilia. And so it should be some outstanding volleyball tonight. But there are, and we'll get to this in a little bit, there are state-rated teams all over the place that are battling. Everybody, I think, almost is involved except Northwest, as we said, that begins tomorrow. But Kearney's at Holdridge, and Kearney Catholic, two-time champ, is at Arcadia Loop City. Hastings goes to McCook. Adams Central hosting a triangular. So most of the teams are in action tonight. And it's an exciting time because, Steve, I'll say this. The volleyball, and you can look at the rankings this morning, the volleyball in this part of the state is as good as anywhere. And I know the city of Grand Island is disappointed that they lost the state volleyball tournament after doing an outstanding job the last 4 years, especially the last two after it moved. They had C down in Hastings there for the first couple of years. And again, I reiterate, Grand Island did nothing wrong. And to anyone that's upset about that, the move, Lincoln's just bigger. I'm not saying it's better, but everything that they have can take another step as far as facility-wise over Grand Island. And I think you just have to be honest. You knew when Pinnacle Bank Arena opened, you knew that the odds were heavily in favor of Lincoln getting the tournament back. I like how things stand now. I can handle Omaha having the wrestling. I just don't want to start seeing everything else move around. I know the basketball talk, I would hate to see basketball ever go to Omaha. There's a convenience, there's a getting to the site, a type of feel, and I think it would be Omaha just a little more spread out than Lincoln is. And I mean, yes, North Star to Southwest and things like that. But, 10 minutes basically across town to get from gym to gym, 15 maybe if it's during rush hour. So volleyball back there, and I think a lot of teams from our area are going to get there. It'll be interesting to see what Northwest did after this tremendous run they have, only one returning starter coming back for Diane, yet ranked in the top 10 in Class B because the program just keeps producing.
Yeah, and I tip my hat to Coach Rose because – how easy would it have been for her to just call it quits after last season and say, that's all, folks. But, not knowing if the cupboard's bare or whatever, I choose to believe it's not. They have a tremendous system set up not only there but all over the city. Back to the state tournament just for a moment. And I know Brian Gallagher and these guys with the Chamber of Commerce, they knew they were going to ultimately suffer from the little boy blues syndrome of sticking the finger in the dike, but they did it successfully. We've got a terrific facility out there at the Heartland Events Center. Hastings came to bat, and these two cities who have had problems over the years trying to mesh and get on the same wavelength, use the airport, for example, and Kearney you could throw in the hat as well, where everybody's got a different idea of which direction we ought to go out here in this Tri-Cities area. But the state girls volleyball tournament was a huge success here in Grand Island. And I choose to believe, even though growing up in this town, that, man, going to Lincoln for football and basketball, that's what we all dreamed about for state championship competition. But I'd still like to think that ultimately maybe the wrestling thing will get back out here, the volleyball thing will get back out here, because, the attendance in those huge monstrous buildings, you lose something, don't you? They're so massive. And it was so neat back here because a sellout crowd here hardly fills a corner of the end zone in the Pinnacle Arena. I'm just saying that maybe minds will come together and they'll see this thing and bring some of those smaller attended sports, even though volleyball is certainly exploding in this state, back to this part of the country where I think it belongs.
And one more on that, and then we'll move along. Please, God, don't split the classes. Don't put A and B in Lincoln and C and D in Grand Island. Don't want it. Don't want it. It may happen. We'll see. Again, we're here at Bandit Sports Bar and Grill, where they are getting ready for the NFL season. But today, stop by for lunch, a chicken sandwich, chips, and a drink, $4.99. Can you beat it, folks? And you don't have to get the special. You can get wings off the menu. You can get salads. You can get any of their sub sandwiches. Of course, Saks' Pizza, Grand Island's favorite, served here as well. And it is wing night here at Bandit's. 60-cent wings while you're watching the Seahawks take on the Packers tonight. And Tim has just gone crazy. I don't know if he's hung over from last night, but he says happy hour till 10. Happy hour till 10 tonight. So, you know, even if you've got something going on, an Islander fan, maybe you get back in time to catch the end of the football game from Lincoln, slide on into Bandits, whatever the case may be. And, of course, Husker Saturdays, we'll tell you more about that, opening at 10:30 this Saturday for the early 11 o'clock kickoff. Doug and Daddy Show here at Bandits with Steve Anderson on the program. The NFL season kicking off tonight. But again, Steve, as I said, the thing I'm going to be most interested to see how UNK football does tonight. Overall, I guess, of the sports stories that we just talked about, I'm going to be most interested to see how UNK did, because you pick up the piece of paper and whatever you read, if there was a point spread on this game, I'd have to believe Northwest Missouri, I would not be shocked if they were favored by 42 points. I mean, that's
their defending champion, right?
They're insane. Oh. They're insane. UNK always seems to play one of their toughest opponents, and for years it was non-conference. I mean, it was UNO, tough to beat them, UNO winning the series, Wayne State, and when Wayne State, the best Wayne State teams in the last 25 years, battle with UNK, they clipped them two or three times. Now you got Northwest Missouri State, which has happened time and time again here in the MIAA. The Lopers are 4-10 in openers since 2000, and 31-2 here for Northwest Missouri State at home since 2009. They average 45 points something. They've scored over 50 points 15 times during that. They've hung that many points on the Lopers the last two meetings. And UNK, with all the good feelings, I just wish they didn't draw the short straw. And I'll say it. I blame the MIAA. They're intentionally doing it. And if it was another new team coming in, they would intentionally do that too. The Big Ten did it with Nebraska. They've done it again with Maryland and Rutgers. They're starting out Ohio State. The first two conference games are Maryland and Rutgers. I mean, come on. Tell me that that's not intentional.
I don't know why they do this. I agree with you. Make you run the gauntlet right out of the chute and just deflate your ego and desire and everything else. But I saw the schedule this morning. Actually, it was on the front page of the local Grand Island sports paper. Doug, and I shake my head because, you know, as much as things change, so much still remains the same. And these state university systems in Kansas, Missouri are second to none. They are so organized. I'm sure the recruiting on the athletic side is even more organized in comparison to Nebraska. And yet Kearney has been able to compete against all of these schools, and they've got that powerhouse in Missouri. But it tickles me that they – year in and year out, still slug it out, hold their own for the most part. And, you know, this too will pass, as they say.
We've got another big show tomorrow. I said, you know, the NFL season starts today. Nothing's going to happen tonight that's going to change my Super Bowl prediction tomorrow. I will tell you that I am much higher on Seattle this year than last year. I will be I will be picking them to make the playoffs. We'll find out tomorrow if I'm picking them to go to the Super Bowl. Jimmy Langan will be with me, so we'll have our playoff picks, Super Bowl picks, Pigskin Pick'em. Jimmy's got some splaining to do for the roughest first week he's probably ever had in his prognostication. We'll talk with Jim Holton of the Tri-City Storm. Also tomorrow, Mike Mandelko going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame out of Lexington. He's got a big weekend. We'll be talking with him. I got a chance to catch up with my buddy Lauren Kaiser. He says a bunch of those guys are going down for Russ Hochstein. When we talked to Russ and we talked to Justin Coleman when the announcement came out this summer, and tomorrow we'll get to catch up with Mike Mandelko. not supposed to be much of a game, but Steve, it's a big weekend and some really, really big time Huskers and Justin being inducted.
How do you sleep at night, keeping all this stuff straight in your head on every level?
Well, there's
I'm
nothing
impressed.
Else up there.
Hey, I don't think we're running into the Little Sisters of the Poor this Saturday. I haven't seen a spread on this game, but if the Huskers win by 3 touchdowns, I think they'll have known against McNeese State that they were in for a little bit of a battle. Now, this is kind of putting the cart in front of the horse, so to speak, but I think this team could be more presentable than what Florida Atlantic was last week.
I think they're comparable. I think there's definitely, when you're the number 6 team in the FCS and people, they're not North Dakota State. North Dakota State is number 1, and then there's the rest of the division. It's almost like Coach Morris told us, Northwest Missouri State is number 1, and then there's everybody else right now in Division 2. Credit and props, and they'll have a great season. But with this being their opening game, I think that is just a tremendously bad scheduling by McNeese State. You can't come in and play somebody that's already had a game. We'll make our official prediction tomorrow. It is our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. How will the Huskers fare? Jeffrey will probably find me a spread out there. I didn't go deep into the archives because there are some spots there on the web, but I'm guessing it's 40, something like that.
Seriously, I'm a Sagarin disciple.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever look it up on their website. And it's just a sliver under 21. That's where I came up with that figure.
Okay, I'll take the big red
and run. Now, that's what it was
run.
Last week with Florida
Atlantic.
I'll take
the big
Atlantic.
Red and run.
And that's why you do what you do. And I do what I do. So, and I'm a loser.
You don't see me taking multiple days off, and this is just a hobby. But I think my prediction tomorrow is going to be pretty much like today. Nebraska has played teams that have been in the top 10 in the FCS, and they continually handle them. And I think they will handle this ball club fairly easily. The defense looked pretty good. I just think Nebraska is going to thump them. And who knows? So if they win by 3 touchdowns, people shouldn't get all in arms because you just don't know. And you may be getting ready for Fresno State and Miami, 2 big games. So while you're preparing to play McNeese State, you know you just have to do what you got to do, but you've also got to do what you got to do against Fresno and Miami. So I think Nebraska wants to come out, take care of business, get those second, third, fourth teamers in there, and get their minds set for that road trip the next week, which is going to be a long week for Nebraska. Folks, what do you think? Vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question. How will the Huskers fare on Saturday? Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday, our question, who you got in the AFC West? No surprise, 72% took the Broncos, 17% are Kansas City Chiefs fans, and 11% are San Diego. I mean, Denver on paper is way better. Yeah, way better than these other teams in the division. That doesn't mean the Chiefs and Chargers aren't going to be pushing for a playoff spot.
Yeah, back up 1 second. You have to admit Nebraska McNeese State, if there was a sandwich game, a trap game on this schedule, it's got to be McNeese State this week. I'm just saying. Throw caution to the wind, but I think we're in for a fight. On the NFL side of the thing, man, how much do they have to beat this into your brain about how a team that loses in the previous year's Super Bowl is not going to be anywhere around? Historically, I guess the last 8 years, they've never repeated to get back to the Super Bowl game, and most of them don't even qualify for the playoffs. I think Denver could throw the kibosh, the monkey wrench to that theory. I like Denver to win it all, even though, you know, Manning's getting a little long in the tooth. All the guys that I like best and quarterback getting a little long in the tooth. But I think you could be seeing this year's Super Bowl champion in tonight's game, and it's not Seattle.
Uh-oh.
I like the Packers to go all the way this year.
So Denver, Green Bay in the Super Bowl, and you're taking?
I'm going to have to stick with The Packers.
Oh, my goodness.
And Aaron Rodgers. Youth over experience.
I think John and Carney just probably fell out of his chair, a big Packer fan. We need to take a break here at Bandits. When we come back, Diane Rose, Grand Island Northwest Volleyball Coach Luke Hoover, to answer your fantasy football questions. Folks, tweet them in at ESPN 1460 1550. Email them, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Luke's with us all season long on Thursdays to answer your questions. We're here at Bandits. Stop in. Don't forget this Saturday, burgers out on the patio, $2 Bloody Marys, open at 10:30. All kinds of great specials going on for Nebraska and McNeese State. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson, back with you on the Doug and Daddy Show at Bandits right after this.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Sax's Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6 and all day Sunday with ice-cool 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? For mature men, there's TrueForm from Complete Nutrition. This daily metabolism-boosting multivitamin has everything you need for long-term wellness. TrueForm supports heart health, a better prostate, energy, mood, memory, and reinvigorates male vitality. TrueForm Power and Performance, a multivitamin for men. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island near Gordman's. Call 382-8663. And in Kearney on North 2nd Avenue. For free shipping, call 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This afternoon will be mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 79. Tonight will continue with showers and thunderstorms with a low near 58. For Friday, a chance of rain showers with a high near 63 degrees. Currently, it's 73.
Doug and Daddy Show rolls on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson with you this morning, live from Bandit Sports Bar and Grill, where we got a lunch special today of a chicken sandwich, chips, and a drink for only $4.99. As we said, they open early at 10:30 Saturday for the McNeese State game. Burgers out on the patio, so freshly grilled just for you. $2 Bloody Marys get you going in the morning. And then next week for the Fresno State game at that 9:30 kickoff, a tailgate party to get you rolling. It's just like you're rocking the dock in Lincoln or something like that. Otis Fish is going to be here with his band moving from 5:30 to 8:30. Then we get ready for the game at 9:30. Drink specials and more. And, of course, tonight, the opening of the NFL season. Happy hour runs till 10. It's all here at Bandits Sports Bar and Grill in Grand Island. Well, Steve, as we said, the high school volleyball season gets underway tonight. And Grand Island, for a while there, kind of dubbed Volleyball City with the way all the programs have done so well. Senior High, Central Catholic, and of course Grand Island Northwest, who was a perennial appearance in the state tournament, and Diane Rose, who's had a busy summer all on her own, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They get their season underway at the prestigious Beatrice Tournament this weekend. And Diane, good morning. How's fall camp been for you?
Good morning. It's been great. I have an awesome group of girls to work with, and going to practice every day is a lot of fun. And I think they're ready for a game. I think they want to play some games this weekend.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of opponents that are hopeful that Northwest is going to take a step back because of that senior class that played so much over the last two and in some cases 3 years, only one returning starter. How are you going to be able to replace all those girls?
That's a great question. And I'm sure there are a ton of teams that would like to see us have a down year, but we're going to try to do something about not having a down or rebuilding year, because I've got a great group back, and I've been waiting to fill in and take their turn. And I think we have a chance to have a very, very good season. And the start of off at Beatrice this weekend is going to be a big test, obviously. But we are sure excited about seeing where we're at and seeing how we have some of those kids fill in for our graduates.
Well, let's talk about some of those girls. Diana, let's get some names with the faces that Viking fans will see this weekend and throughout the year.
Well, I've got, first of all, Erin Stryker back. She played last year right side, so she is our lone starter back. But two other seniors that will play, one is Allie Beckman in the middle and Audra Pooksley on the outside. Those are our three seniors. I have some juniors, Bailey Parr, Jordan Retzoff, Riley Baugh, Caleb Bockel. Those will be the first ones that come to mind that will be playing some varsity. And then I have a couple sophomores in Kelsey Plocky and Kylie Broick that will be definitely making some noise. And Kelsey is a younger sister of a former player, Katie, that's playing at Hastings College. Kylie's the younger sister of a girl that played at Northwest on our state championship team. And then Ellie Carlini is another girl that is a junior that is going to play all the way around, and probably one of our leaders, that also a younger sister of Angelica, who graduated last year. So we've got some kids that have grown up with the tradition and the pressures and the expectations. So I think they are ready to make some noise on their own.
How's that for you, Diana? Expectations, you've been probably ranked number one for most of the last two, three seasons. You, Pius, basically, you opened the papers this morning and you're still respected 4-6 in Omaha and Lincoln. But I've got to think, as you enter the season, the target's probably not on your back.
Well, and that's a great question, because I think that is something that I talked about to the kids, and we are going to try really hard not to do any comparison and do that kind of thing with the kids, so they have a chance to. I think we have to be a little more patient, and maybe we aren't quite there yet, but I think we're going to get better and better as the kids develop some confidence. That's one thing. They just have to see themselves as being those kind of kids that deserve to be on the floor and varsity and be the same. Because I know last year they pushed that group and a lot of times beat that group that was on the floor for us for starting varsity. And so I think that they don't see themselves as being a group that's not going to change anything for Northwest Volleyball, and that's what I like. And obviously, you know, when you're up there all the time, it's hard. It's hard to – you can't have a down night. You can't have a bad – or you just got to be ready to play every night, because the target is still on our back. Everybody wants to beat us, and we know that. And so I think they just have to be ready to play and try to figure out to – learn all those things under fire, if you will. And so I think that we still see ourselves as a team to be reckoned with, and we're surprised with the ratings, but also feel pretty good about that.
Coach Rose, Steve Anderson here. You touched on tradition, and I'm curious, do you have a purple pride or purple power corner somewhere tucked away in a room or a closet or the gym out there? I mean, what, you got a third of the starting lineup this year going into the K-State, Kansas State volleyball season. I mean, that's a real feather in your cap, but you, there's some heartstrings being pulled here, aren't they? Coming from the Cornhusker State, and you've got all these gals going south.
Yeah, you know, and that's I'm a big fan right now of Kansas State. Obviously, I'm a big fan of Hastings College, Midland University, UNO. I've got a really one of my favorite players at UNO. So, you know what? Wherever what we've got a Viking volleyball player playing, they become one of my favorite colleges. So, I've always been a Nebraska volleyball fan, but I'm not going to lie. If they would take the floor right now, I'd probably be cheering for Kansas State because I'd like to see Taylor do well. And that's just because I have a lot bigger connection with those kids and relationship with them than just being a Husker fan. So, you're right. It's hard, but I'm always going to support the kids that played for me first.
Well, it's a tribute to you, Diane, your longevity and your success. You know, it amazes me, and I know I drag Doug down a little bit, especially all the times he's had me on this summer, of going back to the mid to late 70s in my prime, and I was in the sports broadcasting business. But I'm just in awe when I, especially in the world of volleyball on the local level here, that Alan Van Cura of St. Cecilia, Sharon Zavala of Grand Island Central Catholic, they were all coaching back. I've been out of the business for 33 years, Doug, and they were coaching back then. And somewhere along the line, Diane, you came on the scene. I've kind of lost track of that. I met your husband, and he just puts me to shame on the golf course. That's why I've given up that game as well. But, you know, how long can this go on? This is incredible.
Well, it's, you know, it's something that sometimes I sit back and I look at it and I think, what is going on? I mean, I'm just really, really proud of the fact that we've been able to do this a long time. And it doesn't go without just the coach. It's not just Alan Van Cura or Sharon Zavala or Diane Rose or John Peterson or any of those people that have won a lot of games. There's administration and faculty and a ton of awesome kids and families that have gone through that have done what they have to do to keep that going. And it's just, you got to figure out a way to establish that and have a culture. And then I think you just got to try to figure out some way to just keep feeding that. And I know good and well that it's not a 3-month or 6-month job. It's a year round job. And I always laugh at Alan Van Cura is one of my favorite coaches just because when I go to a club tournament to watch my kids in the winter and the spring, he's there. He's there. And you don't see very many head coaches going to all those tournaments when we aren't coaching, but we're still there supporting our kids and watching and knowing that, hey, we're here. We think it's important. So it's pretty neat to see some of those people do that for so many years. And I know just for me, when you mention my husband, I'd have to say my husband's got to be one of those angels on earth because, you know, supper's not always made. The house isn't always clean. I'm not always home. But he's okay with that because now I let him go to those golf tournaments and some of that. But even Dave has helped coach club volleyball. So I think it's a family affair and enabled. But we've been blessed with some really big kids. And you just have to realize that, you know, after I've been at it for 31 years, that's a long time. It's just that things have changed a lot. And you just got to keep learning and keep adjusting to the way the game is and try to figure out some way. I think that he's still a good coach, and I think I'm still a good coach, but I've got a great coaching staff that we've got a good blend of young people and old people with some knowledge that I think it works good for our program.
We're about out of time here with Northwest volleyball coach Diane Rose, but just a couple questions left here real quick. Diane, just following up on that a little bit, now that this monster run is I don't want to say it's over because we don't know if you're going to make it to the state finals again this year, the state semifinals. But looking back 6-7 years ago, can you find one thing that made you get to the level you have been at the last 6-7 years? Because the program has always been solid, but it took that, I guess, last step maybe 6-7 years ago with all these state final appearances. Is there one thing you can attribute that to?
If I would have to say, I think it would probably have to be our strength program at Northwest. And, you know, I think it started way back with Ruben Bach. He came to our school as a football coach, and he made me a believer. And I've always helped in the weight room, but he just changed things. He made us feel like it was he involved the girls and kind of taught them how to train and to be athletes and not just treat them as girls, but treat them as athletes. And it was hard. It was so hard, but I think those kids did it, and they made them so tough and so strong. that we haven't had a lot of injuries or sickness and things like that. And then we've had some people follow up, and Coach McNeil's been here for a few years. Troy McNeil's got to be one of the people that I would call out because of our strength program has made us, I just think, a lot better and a lot stronger than a lot of the other teams we play, and I think that's pretty fun.
And finally, Diane, give me a little preview of this weekend's tournament, and do you wish you had a game tonight to just kind of work some kinks out?
Yes, I really, Crete dropped us, and we usually play Crete on Thursday, and I really wish we could have that game just because that was always a good game for us to just see our lineups, be on the floor with our uniforms on and all of that, just to work out some things and just have them compete without being a tournament. But there are some really, really good teams here this weekend at Beatrice, and it's going to be a big test for our kids and just see how they handle it and react to the pressures and the competition. And got some competitive kids and some very athletic kids that were on the basketball and the track teams at one state. So I think they're pretty darn good volleyball players. I'm anxious to see what they can do.
Well, Diane, we'll let you get back to your day. Best of luck this weekend. This happens to be kind of the season that you have a lot of home matches, so that'll be good for this squad. And we look forward to seeing you as the season continues.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care. Diane Rose joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As she said, they've been doing it for 31 years. Grand Island Northwest, multiple state finals, won the state championship here, and last year had that long, I think it was a 65-66 match winning streak, ended in the state semis. And what a run that this squad has had. And again, they play at Beatrice, a two-day tournament with a lot of the state's elite in this tournament, Steve-O.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people locally, even if they follow volleyball, may have committed a little bit of oversight here. When I referenced some kind of a Purple Pride or Purple Power corner out there at Northwest High School, I don't know how many programs in this state right now have two alumni that are starting for a major college volleyball team. But that's exactly what's happened down to Kansas State, Taylor Johnson and Katie Brand. And, you know, I don't think sometimes as big as volleyball is in this area that they get their due for something that, gosh, you can go back a lot of years. I know they've got the Twins playing down at the University of Nebraska now, but this just doesn't happen very often coming from the same program, starting for what I consider, you know, one of the elite teams in the country.
And, you know, all of Grand Island Senior High and Coach Root, Coach Zavala at Central Catholic, and Northwest have had such great volleyball programs, and it's great to see their kids continuing to be a part of the tradition here in Grand Island. And again, some of those teams at Beatrice besides Northwest, Aurora, Ogallala, Lincoln Pius X, Elkhorn, part of the teams there. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Luke Hoover of RotoWire to answer your fantasy football questions. Tweet them in. And again, that's at ESPN 1460 1550. The email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're here at Bandits in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, where Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are moving on through the month of September with the Jeep Celebration event. About 30 new Jeeps are in stock or on their way to the store, meaning that's cool to stop by or check online to see what's arriving. The 2015 Jeep Cherokees have arrived. The Jeep Grand Cherokee now available with the 3.0 EcoDiesel engine, which gets you 28 highway miles to the gallon. How about that? And the Chrysler Great American Drive event is going on. All the new 2015 Chrysler 200s are in stock, 32 miles to the gallon on the highway. It's the only car in the class that offers available all-wheel drive, 9-speed automatic transmission, and new redesigned body style. Whatever the vehicle is that you like, they've got it for you. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. And we're back after this.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just create a happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on, North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You'll get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Hi, this is Michelle Henke, Executive Director of the United Way of South Central Nebraska, and I invite you to get connected. In an effort to increase connections and relationships between local agencies and community members, the United Way of South Central Nebraska offers an online system called Get Connected. You simply log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org to start your journey. Get Connected is an amazing tool for finding resources, events, and volunteer opportunities. For details, call us at 402-461-8412.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time for Luke Hoover of RotoWire. And don't forget, folks, to get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football Challenge brought to you by Cunningham's in Kearney. Over 24 high-definition televisions, including giant HD projection TVs, free Wi-Fi to follow your fantasy football teams, the NFL Red Zone, and NFL Sunday Ticket. You can be guaranteed that every game is on at least one TV. They invite you down for every Husker game. Bring your friends and meet other friends and enjoy the Huskers with a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers. It'll make you stand up and cheer. The coldest trap here in town as well is at Cunningham's in Kearney. And Luke Hoover, it is here. Luke, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Pretty excited. Ready for tonight.
Boy, I want to admit, I want to step right up there and say my fantasy drafts all got bulked into about a week's worth of time here. And I feel that I've made the tragic error in one of them of being old and taking Reggie Wayne and Steven Jackson and running on down the list. The younger people seem to go after the rookies a lot more often. So tell me, who are the old boys that are going to do well this year as opposed to the rookies who are going to step up?
Well, you know, a name that you really can't ignore just because he's just continued to turn out 1,000-yard seasons recently, Frank Gore, and, you know, you have to love him in week one, you know, getting to go play that Dallas defense that's just completely decimated, lost to Marcus Ware in the offseason, Sean Lee with the knee injury. You know, that team is going to give up a ton of yards and points, and I think Gore, you know, cashes in maybe his best game of the season. So that's one name, certainly, and actually a Fred Jackson as well, another older running back who, you know, still going to get a good workload in Buffalo. And has a great matchup with Chicago as well this week at, you know, last year's worst run defense.
Well, that's fun. I had those guys last year. I don't have them this year. I've got, let's see, what do I got? Chris Johnson, Antonio Gates, Steven Jackson, Reggie Wayne, D'Angelo Williams.
all on the same team. I do have Mike Evans, Tampa Bay wide receiver. What about those wide receivers, Evans, Lee at Jacksonville? Who do you immediately put in your starting lineup this week?
You know, I don't know that there's any rookie wide receiver I feel too comfortable starting in week one. I kind of want to see, you know, how they are involved in the offense. But the guys that I think will probably, you know, see the most passes go their way are guys like Mike Evans, probably Brandon Cooks for the Saints, you know, in what could be a high-scoring game with Atlanta. You know, Marquise Lee is a starter, so certainly he's going to get a good amount of targets as well. And, you know, playing a Philly defense that was pretty bad against the pass last year in a game where, you know, Jacksonville's probably going to have to throw it a good amount with the way the Eagles move the football.
Luke Cooper of RotoWire joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Bandits in Grand Island, start of the NFL season. What's the first thing that you look at, Luke, when you're trying to decide maybe between two running backs, two wide receivers? You've got all the stats there in front of you, and that's why folks need to stay with RotoWire all season long. Sometimes I look at the over-unders that Vegas sets. Obviously, a 52.5 type of ball game, you want to jam some people in. What's the number one thing that you look for?
Well, generally, I pay attention to what the strength of the opposing team's defense is, you know, whether they're a little better up front and play the run, you know, better, or they're weak in the secondary, maybe, and they struggle against the pass. You also want to consider, you know, not enough people do this, I think, but what the other, you know, offense is like, you know, a game like Jacksonville, Philadelphia, you know, the Eagles are going to score points. That's likely going to mean Jacksonville's throwing it a little bit more, you know, where Marquise Lee could have a nice week one, you know, or Cecil Shorts. They're not necessarily guys you're going to start right away because you probably want to see how Chad Henne does, you know, in his first game. But you have to take those into consideration. You know, obviously the scoring format, if it's a PPR league, I'm probably going to give an edge to a receiver in that flex if it's close between the receiver and the running back.
Luke, Steve Anderson here, a longtime dabbler in all kinds of rotisserie baseball leagues, fantasy football, dating back a long, long time, trust me. But at any rate, football's changed dramatically when it's come to the fantasy scheme of things, has it not? I mean, for years, running backs were right there at the top of the list. I'm in I think it's what you call a dynasty league. We get to keep players. It's not a draft. It's an auction. But at any rate, that pendulum has swung clear over to quarterbacks now. It's so dominated by quarterbacks that if you don't come up with one of those elite six or seven, your chances are slim and none, and Slim just left town. Would you agree or disagree?
Pretty true. You know, especially if you're in a league where with 10, 12 or more teams, you know, if you don't have one of those top flight, you know, 3 to 5 best quarterbacks in the league, your team's probably going to struggle. You're going to have to be really, really loaded at running back and receiver to stay competitive and to, you know, get yourself in position for a playoff run, because it is such a passing dominated league these days that, you know, quarterbacks are putting up huge points. You see these 5,000 yard seasons, 40 plus touchdowns seems to be just about the norm for at least one or two guys every year now.
I'm really curious, Luke, your assessment of RG3, Robert Griffin III. Here's a guy that we drafted 2 years ago for $5, kept him last year. Now he's up to 10, and seriously thought about keeping him this year because I'm the eternal optimist that this guy can revert back to the way he was when he was a rookie and put $30 on the line for him. Well, common sense prevailed. We threw him back in the pool, and he only went for $5. Do you have any hope that he is a shade of his former self, or am I just fishing out there for the abilities and maybe the potential he could show us in year number three?
Well, you know, there's certainly a lot of talent there, so I would never give up on the guy until he's, you know, firmly on the bench. He's got a more offensive-minded coach in Jay Gruden who likes to throw the football, so we're going to get to see, you know, Griffin probably boost up his pass attempts, which really have been relatively low in the last couple of years, and probably put up a lot better yardage numbers through the air and throw some more touchdowns maybe. You know, the first 3 weeks of last season, started off with three straight 300-yard games because he was getting a lot of pass attempts. You know, now that he's added DeSean Jackson, you know, Jordan Reed is healthy. You know, obviously Pierre Garçon is still there. And now that they're going to throw the football, I think, a little bit more, I expect his numbers in the air to improve a lot. He still has to bolster those with, with his rushing production. That, you know, now that we're more than a year removed from the ACL injury, I would be surprised if he's not able to do that. But it's going to be interesting to see how much do they really kind of let him ad-lib and run the football. I think that'll be a big factor in terms of his overall fantasy production. But as an NFL quarterback, I think he's still going to be pretty successful.
Luke Hoover, RotoWire, RotoWire.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Tom in Grand Island wants to know if Gronkowski is a go this week.
You know, they haven't gotten, you know, final word on that yet, at least not that I've seen. Been practicing on a limited basis, and, you know, if you listen to what he says, of course he's going to play. But I wouldn't be shocked to see Bill Belichick play it safe and hold him out just one more week. They still have a lot of talent on that offense, and with what looks like probably a much improved defense, I wouldn't be surprised. I just don't think that they really need him in the first couple weeks of the season.
Following up on that, Luke, what about other injuries that we really need to keep an eye on, or we know for a fact a top-tier player might be out this week?
Well, you know, there's nothing that's like super significant this early in the season. No one with a major, you know, injury that I expect to hold them out. You might want to pay a little bit of attention to a guy like Michael Crabtree, who missed practice with a calf injury yesterday, but it probably was just precautionary. Got a great matchup, so if he's in the game, you definitely want him in your starting lineup. You know, a name that I would have hyped up a lot, you know, prior to the spring and the summer was Odell Beckham. I thought he could overtake Ruben Randall, be the number two in New York, but it doesn't look like he'll probably play for another couple weeks as he still deals with that hamstring injury. But you know, luckily it's been a much better offseason. We saw a lot of offseason injuries last year. In the summer, a lot of knee injuries, but nothing too dramatic this year so far.
Still a minute or two to get your fantasy football questions in for Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. This comes from Rick and Carney. He says, Martellus Bennett or Charles Clay?
I would lean towards Bennett. He started strong last season and, you know, did pretty well with Jay Cutler. You know, with the weapons on the outside, Matt Forte of the backfield, it's really hard for defenses to pay attention to him.
One thing that I know will happen between now and our chat next Thursday is we'll have this week one in, and then the waiver wires will go psychotic. Every league has that one or two persons that, you know, the team that they had this week, it won't even probably have more than the three players on it in week number four or five. Strategy, because it's overreaction on Monday and Tuesday when it comes to waiver wire. What's your strategy? Because obviously there always is a guy or two that emerges that really nobody knew was going to get the snaps or maybe the play.
No, that's true. And you know what? Definitely, I would say don't overlook a huge performance if you see one this weekend, because that's happened from time to time and you kind of want to write it off at times. But really just pay attention to, you know, how someone gets it done and how involved they're in the offense. If it's a wide receiver, you know, if they had a really big game, was that on, you know, a couple big catches, or did they get 8 to 10 targets and you really didn't expect them to be that involved? That's the type of thing I look for, more so, you know, opportunity, because, you know, anyone could have a really big week. We saw that last year with Kevin Ogletree. It was last year, 2 years ago possibly, where he, you know, had a really big week one, and he fell off after that. And those are the type of guys you want to stay away from. But, you know, like you said, I wouldn't overreact. You know, kind of keep some of those good, talented players on your bench that you drafted and be patient with them.
Look, is it the year of the tight end? We've already determined that this game has really swung towards the quarterback. But I'm not so sure, and the auction we had the other night, that the highest paid guy was with New Orleans. Is it James Graham, the tight end there?
Jimmy
Graham. Yeah. Is he way overpriced? Or what's your perception of what's happening in the NFL right now in terms of the tight end?
It's really awfully hard to say Jimmy Graham is overpriced when he led the league in touchdown receptions last year, you know, and that was dealing with some injury problems throughout the season that, you know, he overcame, and he still was just every week super consistent when he was on the field. I definitely wouldn't call a guy like Jimmy Graham overpriced. If anything, I think, you know, his value is going to continue to increase. New Orleans lost some weapons offensively, Lance Moore and Darren Sproles, and obviously we expect some of those targets to go to Brandon Cooks. Marcus Colston is not getting any younger. You know, Jimmy Graham is still the favorite for Drew Brees, and you know, I'd be surprised if he didn't come at least awfully close to matching his 16 touchdowns from last year.
Well, since we're on tight end and we're in our last minute here, I got a couple more questions. How valuable will Tim Wright be?
You know, a lot of that will partially depend on the wide receiver development for New England. They're still pretty young with Aaron Dobson, Kenbrell Tompkins. You know, what's Gronk's status? You know, how many targets is Shane Vereen eating up? Because, you know, he only played 8 games last year and he saw about 70 targets, caught almost 50 balls. So I expect him to be very involved in the receiving game as a, you know, as you would imagine, out of the backfield for Brady. So if they put him in that Aaron Hernandez role, Tim Wright's probably going to have some success. Kind of came out of nowhere last year and caught around 50 passes, I believe. And, you know, so he's definitely got some talent, you know, pretty good route runner, a smart player. It's going to depend on how quickly he picks up that chemistry with Tom Brady. But to see him catch another 50 balls and possibly some more touchdowns, given that they're coming from Brady, it would not be that surprising.
And, folks, now that we've hit the noon hour, do want to remind you that the next thing we do is, when we finish up with Luke here, is we will be giving away that Husker 4-pack of tickets and VIP tailgate passes to go along with it for Saturday's game. Who is going to be the tight ends at Green Bay? I've seen everybody drafting different people.
I really like the rookie, Richard Rodgers. I think he's the most talented, especially as far as being a receiver. Probably has the best hands, is the best overall athlete, I think. Brandon Bostic has got some upside because he's also a really talented athlete, but he can't seem to quite stay healthy. And I just haven't had much faith in Andrew Corliss since he's come into the league. You know, Rodgers is another Cal product, so I think, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to, you know, treat him pretty well in that offense, and it looks like he's going to be the starter out of the gate. So.
And our first question of the year from Andy in Kearney. He's one of our loyal listeners and asks questions quite often of Luke and throws out a lot of players here. So I think basically he wants to know about Marcus Wheaton. He says, the wide receivers, this is a non-PPR league. He goes, I'm starting Brandon Marshall, Jordy Nelson, Roddy White. Marcus Wheaton is still available after our draft. Is he more valuable than Cecil Shorts, Roy Helu, Kyrie Robinson, or Darren Sproles?
I would probably add him over. I think you mentioned Roy Helu in there.
Yep.
And, you know, I like Helu as the backup there in Washington, but Alfred Morris has proven pretty darn durable through his first 2 seasons. I like the upside that Wheaton provides. He's deep at receiver, so he very well might not need him unless there's an injury. But if Ben Roethlisberger is you know, singing the praises of Marcus Wheaton, then I'm buying in, and I wouldn't mind having him on my bench.
All right, Luke, the season is upon us. We wish you the best of luck in your leagues, and we always appreciate your knowledge here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see how things shake out here in week one. We'll talk with you next Thursday.
Sounds great, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Take care. Luke Hoover joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's also interesting, Steve, all the guys that, like a Wes Welker, you don't know what's going on with Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount in Pittsburgh. A lot of guys seem to be missing some time for suspensions, Ray Rice. Everything's a variety of different reasons, but you got to, if you draft those guys, you got to survive the first maybe month of the season.
So much information to comprehend, so little time to accumulate it all. This is just absolutely amazing to me. They pay this guy to have the RotoWire. I think, of course, they'd say the same thing about us. They pay you guys to talk. Aren't we the fortunate kind in that regard? But no, I tell you what, it's almost overwhelming to me. That's why I've taken on partners to do NFL football, especially in the fantasy side of things, because the early bird gets the worm. And I don't think it's any big secret. Possibly the next mayor in this town, Jeremy Jensen, is the guru of all gurus when it comes to fantasy football. And this guy sits at his desk with several laptops at his possession, all going lickety-split 24/7, and he's on top of it, baby. He's on top of it constantly. I can't do this anymore.
It's big business for some. I mean, this is more than just fun. And I felt the least prepared I ever did, and I'm sure everybody in any of my leagues will laugh because I seem to be always, once in a while, have some success, but I seem to have been the least prepared I ever was going in, and I definitely have three totally different teams that I drafted this year, and maybe that my savior will be the Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football Challenge, because each and every week you can put in your team, your own team, a new team. You can drop and add as much as you want. Click on the Doug and Daddy Show banner at ESPNSuperstation.com to log in. There's a floating salary cap. Set your team each week. Values of the players change each week, so make sure you stay under your cap. And all you have to do to play for free is go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Each week, a $25 gift card to Cunningham's goes to the winner. And don't forget, at the end of the year, all the winners put into a big hat, and we draw out the winner for the Super Bowl party at Cunningham's in Kearney. We will take our final break and be back to wrap up this Thursday, the opening day of the National Football League here at Bandits in Grand Island. Stop by, join us for lunch if you get a chance today. Chicken sandwich, chips and a drink, just $4.99. Back with more after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagri.com.
Southern Hills Golf Course invites you to come out and experience the most beautiful course in the area during the nicest time of the year. Play 9 holes with a cart for only $20. Play 18 holes with a cart for only $35. Even better, tell them you heard this ad for the Southern Hills Golf Fall Special and get a free bag of range balls. The best deal of the year. And don't miss out on the free range balls. Southern Hills Golf Course in Hastings. It's where you want to be.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson Brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson Brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Here's the Crossroads Ford Bargains of the Week. 2005 Dodge Quad Cab 4x4 with a Hemi, just $13,500. A 2003 Dodge Dakota Quad Cab SLT, that's a two-wheel drive, $7,500. 2004 Ford F-150 regular cab pickup with an 8-foot box, just $3,599. And just traded for a 2004 Cadillac CTS, only $8,900. They are dealing and they want trade-ins. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Relax and relish all the great treats at Blue Moon Coffee Company in downtown Hastings with gift certificates from ShopWheelerDealer.com. From specialty drinks, coffee, hot chocolate, or a specialty tea, Blue Moon also offers a variety of wraps, deli sandwiches, and desserts. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com. Shop local, save big. In fact, save at least half on our deals of the day. Just text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210 for the deal of the day sent right to your mobile device.
Doug and Daddy's show here at Bandits in Grand Island, ready to give away a 4-pack of Nebraska football tickets. They also include the VIP tailgates that's going on, opening up with an 11 a.m. game. That'll open up at 8 o'clock at Skeeter Barnes, provide some of the food. So whether it's you and your buddies, whether it's a family get-together, it's great for both. The tickets are in Section 20 for the Husker game this Saturday against McNeese State. So if you haven't won previously this week, we're going to give you a chance right now. Jeffrey will be taking care of that off-air. Jeff will be taking care of your answers. And the first one to get our trivia question correct will take home the 4 Husker tickets and VIP tailgating passes to this Saturday's game with McNeese State. Here it is. Nebraska has played McNeese State, Steve Anderson. They've done this. In fact, they actually played them in October. So it wouldn't have been right off the get-go.
Yeah.
It was a fill-in game. In this game, this Nebraska quarterback rushed for 218 yards, which at the time was a Nebraska quarterback rushing record, threw for 151 yards and one touchdown, 369 yards of total offense that day. Who was the starting quarterback that beat McNeese State 38-14? Who was the Nebraska quarterback that beat McNeese State 38-14, ran for 218 yards and three touchdowns, threw for 151 and one touchdown? And I purposely have not given you the year, but let me just say it was after the Eric Crouch experience, so after 2000. So it's been some time in the last 13 years. This quarterback broke a couple of records that day against McNeese State. Call now, 888-455-ESPN. We're here at Bandits. Want to remind you that this Saturday for the McNeese State game, Bandits opening up earlier. They've got the grills going. They do that from time to time because what's better than fresh grilled food? And they'll have burgers out on the grill, out on the patio. $2 Bloody Marys will get you going during the day. Of course, as we said, they will be opening up at 10:30 with the early start to the game. So come in, enjoy the game and rest of college football that day. Our special today, drink specials will be going on. And then, of course, NFL Sunday, $20 for the pizza, wings, and a pitcher. Happy hour tonight for the NFL until 10 o'clock. And we don't want to forget that next week we go from 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., the Fresno State game. Bandits will be throwing a special tailgate party with Otis Fish and lots of great music from his band from 5:30 to 8:30, and then the game at 9:30 against Fresno State. So that's going on there. While we wait to get a winner here on the Husker trivia question to take home the tickets and the VIP tailgate passes, call 888-455-ESPN. I'll remind you what the question is one more time. Nebraska has McNeese State this week. They played them in the 2000s, in the last 13 years. And when they did, they beat them 38-14. This quarterback rushed for 218 yards and three touchdowns. He also threw for 151 and another touchdown. Who was that quarterback? Couple of stories national today, Steve, as we wrap things up. And again, thank you to Steve Anderson, Fonder Park, Skate Island, and probably would have run for Grand Island Mailer, but he's too busy. you knew this was going to happen. Monet Davis getting all kinds of national attention, and it's great, and I think she's done great, and I'm all on board with whatever she wants to do. But she's mentioned, being the little league pitcher, she knows that's probably not the path that she's going to follow. She wants to play basketball. She wants to play basketball for Connecticut. Well, of course, Gino Auriemma at some point apparently called Monet and congratulated her on her success and her team's success. Well, now a member of the American Athletic Conference, of which Connecticut is a member, took exception and, according to the Hartford Courier, has reported it as a potential recruiting violation. Auriemma says that's the world we live in. I have no idea if the kid is very good, kind of good, not good at all, or a superstar, or can even reach the basket. How is that a violation? And it looks like it is not, because she's not a ninth grader. So I guess you can kind of talk to everybody before that. But A, okay, it's stupid. But B, you know what? Come on. Gino knew what he was doing.
God bless America is all I can add to that. A 13-year-old. Are you kidding me? In the eighth grade? Hello. And on the cover of Sports Illustrated, yeah, it is a new world we're in today. I don't know how they can police any of it or any of it, and if they're even trying anymore.
And we do have our winner. Just want to let folks know, Justin from Hastings has picked up the four Husker tickets and VIP passes. A lot of Joe Daly guesses. Incorrect. It was one of our favorites, and I know a former co-host, Big Daddy's favorite all-time quarterback, Jamal Lord.
Jamal Lord with an exclamation mark. Can I just add one point about the Huskers? Three thumbs up for the walk-on program. What was Steve Peterson and Bill Callahan thinking when they tried to rewrite the history of Nebraska football? We're back on track, gang, and I see they've given our local guys a scholarship, full ride, Riker Fife and Sam. So, Jack Gangwish is going to get one sooner or later. I read about the guy this morning from Giltner, whose name escapes me, and I
Logan
apologize
Rath.
For that.
Logan.
Logan. And also, I need to correct myself. Of course, one of your great listeners is a sports editor here at the local paper. Katie Brand didn't play at Grand Island Northwest High School. Coach Rousey, I'm surprised, didn't correct me on that one. She comes from Grand Island Central Catholic. And, of course, we got two girls from Grand Island, not both from Northwest High School, starting Kansas State. And one last final tribute to a guy who was a longtime race fan at Fawner. Doug, his name's Gib Manning. Kevin Kreifels just pointed out to me that he passed away yesterday at the age of 81. Gib's been around here for a long, long time, a big supporter of athletics on all levels, and a terrific, terrific fan at Fawner. We're losing way too many of them a lot lately, and our condolences go out to him and his family.
A couple of other national notes here. Ohio State and Notre Dame in football have agreed to a home-and-home series well down the line, 2022 and 2023. Of course, the Irish and Michigan playing the final game of their series for the foreseeable future this Saturday. And UCLA has lost one of their top running backs to an ACL tear, which may affect their run in the Pac-12. UNK football starts the season tonight at 7 o'clock. And, of course, the high school volleyball season starts tonight. Lots of Trianglers. I'll be down the road at Grand Island Central Catholic with Hastings St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian getting underway at 5 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9 here on ESPN. It will be NFL football. Pregame tonight is at 7 o'clock, kickoff just after 7:30. Seattle taking on Green Bay, who Steve Anderson has pointed out, and I knew this would happen. John did fire in to the Doug and Daddy show here. Yeah, baby, Packers win at Seattle and go all the way to Titletown. I agree. As for the Huskers, relax. They'll dominate both McNeese State and Fresno State and Miami in Lincoln. The real test will be at East Lansing, Madison, and Chicago, which is Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Northwestern.
I hope, John, you're right. History and the longevity of me watching these things day in and day out for all these years. I think that this might be the game, if you can get tickets down there, you're not a regular visitor to the state and watch the Huskers in person. This might be the one that you'd think, nah, I'll pass on that, give them to somebody else. I think this might be the game you want to be in attendance to.
A little more interesting than a couple of the conference foes that may be coming in.
Amen.
Hey, best of luck to the Islanders tonight. Grand Island football plays at Lincoln Southeast. Donovan Trumbull is at Twin River for some Thursday night football. So best of luck to those teams. And that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks to Diane Rose, head volleyball coach at Grand Island Northwest. Luke Huber of RotoWire. All the folks that chimed in for the Nebraska football tickets. Steve Anderson, as always, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program, and you know, I keep coming back to Grand Island. I'm going to keep bothering you.
Well, I hope that's the case. Let's just make this a year-round affair. It's just right up the road from where I hang my hat day in and day out. Bob Hamer, we love you. Thanks for keeping me on the straight and narrow. I can't believe, Doug, that I got the Katie Brand thing by you as well.
You know, was I paying it? Oh, yeah, I was. tomorrow on the show, Tri-City Storm coach Jim Holton will be talking with Mike Mandelko of Lexington, who's going into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame this weekend down in Lincoln. Jimmy Langan will have his predictions. We'll do Pigskin Pick'em. And also tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, a great Friday to get you ready for the weekend. So we hope you are with us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lots going on, our Super Bowl picks as well. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.